Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 10, Beauty for Ashes. Curtis and Wayne turned around and went racing back toward the meadow they had passed a little while ago, the one Wayne had completely missed. Wayne was stunned at what he saw as they each fought for the lead. Everything looked so alive, so green and peaceful. How could I have missed all of this? He thought. He felt like he had just emerged from a dark, silent cave into a bright new world of life. Their loud laughter scared a huge elk herd off as they approached. Only three animals were left. A loud whinny hee-haw ensued. "Shane's mules!" shouted Curtis. At the sound of his voice, the little trio perked up and came dashing toward him. Lots of happy muffles followed. What a joyous reunion! Though Wayne was happy that the mules were safe, he was deeply disheartened. If Scar and Beauty aren't here, then where are they? What if the fire...
No, Wayne, Curtis said firmly. He could see his disappointment. Now is not the time to sink back into anger. It's time for faith.
They gathered the mules and began trotting back. But suddenly one mule cut away and darted backward, then stopped. Lifting its head, it let loose another raucous bray. Wayne went after it, but halted. From the other side of the river came an unmistakable whinny. An instant later, two very spunky horses splashed across, hurrying to join the party. Wayne stood motionless in disbelief, but only for a few seconds. A string of thankful praises to God erupted through his tears as he hugged Scar and Beauty over and over. Walking home, Wayne realized that by refusing to thank God for anything good, he had missed everything good, which had plunged him into his dark world. "You know," said Wayne thoughtfully, "this scar on my horse isn't ugly to me. It's the way I tell my horses apart. And now," he smiled, "it'll remind me to be thankful every day." Curtis nodded.
"God has good gifts for us every day. Hunt for them. They'll bring joy to your days. Days turn into years, and years to a lifetime. God gives us beauty for ashes. A pretty good trade, I'd say. Thankfulness lets us see that beauty. Stay watchful, Wayne, and be thankful."
2 weeks later, the fire was finally out. The Matsons drove slowly up Grizzly Run toward their home. When they reached the driveway, it was just as they expected. The house was nothing but a pile of rubble.
"Oh, look!" yelled Wayne. "The barn!"
Not even one spark had touched the barn. It was a miracle.
"Thank you, God!" shouted Wayne. "Hey, Dad! We can camp out in the barn the rest of the summer with Scar and Beauty while we rebuild our house."
"Yes. Yes, we can," said Jack, "and we'll create something beautiful from these ashes."